So I will call this meeting to order. This is the Town of Heath virtual select board meeting for February 23rd, 2021. It is being recorded. Welcome everyone, and thanks for joining us. The first item on our agenda for this evening is identification of callers. Myself, Robin Provost-Carlson, I'm here. We have Gloria.
I'm here.
Ryan.
Here.
Hilma.
I'm here.
And so I will call this meeting to order. This is the Town of Heath virtual select board meeting for February 23rd, 2021. It is being recorded. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining us. The first item on our agenda for this evening is identification of callers. Myself, Robin Provost-Carlson, I'm here. We have Gloria.
I'm here.
Ryan.
Here.
Hilma.
I'm here.
And we have Bob Gruen.
Here, not recording.
Hey, Bob. Pat McGann.
Here, recording.
We have Doug. Who's here? Doug Mason. Muted. Hi, Doug. Sue Lively is here. I can see her. Henry is here.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, I think Pam is here.
Pam is here. Yes, I am. I'm not recording.
We have Ned. I think Ned's here.
Yes, I'm here, not recording.
All right. Did I miss anyone? Someone's coming in right now, but I'm not sure who it is yet. Maybe Betsy. Betsy's here.
Hello.
Hi, Betsy. And Jesse's connecting. Jesse's here. And I think that's everyone. Did I miss anybody? Okay, great. Thank you. And so the next item is review of the agenda. Brian, do you have anything, any additions, changes for the agenda tonight?
I have no additions.
Gloria?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. Hilma?
I'm all set.
So the only thing, just a couple of the items that are in the mail that we're going to need to discuss tonight, that I don't think are actually on here, the stove, that's one item that I think we need to discuss tonight. And is that the only one, Hilma? I think. Oh, and we're going to be tabling again the response to Board of Health as I'm waiting for information to come back. And that's all I have for changes on the agenda. Next item is public. Oops. Next item is a public comment. And Hilma, did anybody request to speak?
Well, Doug would like to speak to the email and proposal.
Okay. Doug, do you want to do that now?
Sure. I'll do it now. It's very quick.
Okay.
I found a really good, it's amazing. I checked it all out. It's a commercial stove. It's got a huge griddle and six burners. It works great. It was owned by a guy and his wife. The guy's an engineer. Took really good care of it, and they had a restaurant in Roe just for 1 year, and it's been in their kitchen the whole time. It looks great. It's heavy, it's big, but it fits in the space, fits under the hood, and I'll buy it and donate it. I think that we need, if we're going to have any kind of events that involve food at the community center, A little residential stove is not gonna, it's not gonna cut it. So anyway, that's my, I sent you guys a picture of it. I can answer any questions. I do have to tell the guy tonight whether I'm gonna buy it. He took it off Craigslist for me. I don't wanna buy it. If you guys don't want it, I don't need it. It's too big for my house. So that's the scoop. If you get, I mean, just if we could just discuss that briefly and tell me, that would be cool.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. So I figured I would just go through public comment, and then that, I'm sliding that in right afterwards, if that's okay. We'll go right into that conversation so
that's,
we can.
That's great.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, if you guys have questions, then just ask me then.
Yeah, perfect. Is there anybody else that would like to speak during public comment period?
Robin, I think it's Betsy.
Oh, go ahead, Betsy.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that there will be every Thursday night, we will send out a reverse 911 call informing people that on Friday, they'll be able to get a private link, or I should say a URL, to a private link in clinics in Franklin County. And they define what
Betsy, you're really broken up.
Link is loaded. Okay, I'll have.
You gonna call in, Betsy?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. While Betsy's calling in, is there anybody else that would like to speak at public comment? And then Betsy can come back on and give us that update. Okay, and I was gonna give just a brief little reminder to people, I'll do that right now. Anyone who's online with us this evening, just a reminder that, you know, we are having these public comment periods. So we have been having them for a while now, every the beginning of the meeting. And per our, the rules and regulations that we have about speaking during public comment, if you go and look at that document that's on our webpage on the Town of Heath, the Board of Selectmen page, you will also see that that reminds all of us that if you do want to speak to us longer than just that time period during public comment, you people are welcome to make appointments with us. There's no promise as to when, you know, what week you'll get on based on what we have scheduled, but that's really the way to have a longer conversation with us if you want to have any type of, you know, back and forth. People are more than welcome to make those appointments. That's the whole, the purpose of appointments. I just wanted to remind everybody about that, and I'm going to make those reminders every once in a while just so everybody is aware of that option. So, Betsy, you good? You back with us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, you should start over. You should start over.
Yeah. Well, all I wanted to let you guys know is that from now on, we will be doing the Board of Health a reverse 911 call, we hope, on Thursday nights, reminding people that on Friday, when Franklin County knows how many doses they're going to get, one can make appointments for a Franklin County location to get a vaccination. Those will be private links, which will be able to, URLs, which you will be able to find on the FERCOG website. I'm really sorry it's so convoluted, but I think you all know that what happened last week was that because the announcement and the appointment openings were posted on the Mass vaccine website, virtually all of the appointments for Franklin County went to Eastern Massachusetts people. And so ultimately, thanks to FERCOG people working with legislators and MDPH, those were canceled. And tomorrow and Saturday all those appointments at Mohawk Regional will be taken up by Franklin County people, including quite a few people in Heath. So the thing to do is on Fridays, look at the FERCOG website, and anybody who is eligible under mass eligibility rules as of that day will be, or as of the time of the appointment, will be able to sign up. So please let everybody know, because as you all know, there's more and more vaccine coming on stream. Cross your fingers and hope that that keeps materializing. And I also want to point out that especially Susan Gruen has just done an incredible job of alerting people to get online and make their appointments. Mm-hmm. And a lot of heathens were able to get appointments for tomorrow and Saturday as a result. So that's it. If there are any questions, let me know.
Great. Thanks, Betsy. All right. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak during public comment? Okay. If that's the case, Select Board, if it's okay, we'll circle right back into that conversation with Doug about the stove so that he has that information. We had a bunch of back and forth between Doug and Tim and Helma with some questions and answers. And Gloria, do you have any questions for Doug or thoughts or concerns you'd like to share?
No, I think it's a great idea, and I appreciate his offer.
Brian, any questions, concerns?
No, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. For me, Doug, I'm thrilled with the opportunity. I'm appreciative of your willingness to make this donation, and I guess the only questions I have or concerns I have would just be that I'm assuming we know that there aren't a lot of costs, there aren't a lot of repairs or anything that we need to invest that we might not have the money for, but that could just be hit or miss when we actually get it here and see what's gonna happen. But it sounds like you think that it's in good shape, so.
I tried all the burners.
Go ahead, Doug.
Go ahead. Okay. I tried all the burners. I stayed there and talked to them for a half an hour with the thing all on, and everything feels smooth. The controls feel very smooth. The guy was very knowledgeable. He had another stove there as well. Wolf, I think, but he was telling me all about the pros and cons of both of them. I think it's a guy that took care of the thing, and they only had the restaurant for 1 year. So we will have to pay for a plumber to hook it up. Gloria thought that wouldn't be hard. And we will have to get the hood inspected, which according to Tim had to happen anyway. And then worst case scenario, they have to move around some of the actual pipes so that it's lined up the right way. But this is a smaller stove than was there, so it's not going to be something new to buy.
Perfect. That's great.
This is Gloria. Eileen and I, as Council on Aging co-chairs, discussed this.
Yeah.
And the Council on Aging has money for any kind of moving costs or inspection costs. Perfect. So from our formula grant that we're going to get pretty soon and what's left over from last year. So this should not cost the town any money.
Beautiful. Perfect. Great. Well, I think so. Do you need something, Doug?
No, just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to buy it until I heard it was okay with you. The other thing is I probably will need help getting it in. I think I can get it onto my truck where it is. I will definitely need help, like manpower, getting it off and in place. So I'm sure I can find people, or if we find some volunteers, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Is it on wheels?
It It is not on wheels, no. But okay. I have dollies, so we can put dollies under the corners, and I might even drive my tractor up there with the forks, so we can unload it, and it'll at least be right on the ground in front of the door. I'll see what it's like when I put it on there. The guy that has it has forks on his tractor. That's how we're going to put it on my pickup. And then, yeah, we'll do it. We can do it. It's not rocket science.
Sounds great. Do you know when you're going to do that, Doug, that bring it here?
Probably next week. I'll just organize it, and we'll have to move the old one, and he's getting a new stove in like a week or 10 days. So he'd like to have it out of there, but it can also sit on my truck a little bit until we get organized for how we're going to put it in.
So. Well, when you want to do it, if you just let us know, we can make sure that we can get help too. You know, if we need to, we'll get people there to help.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. We cool. greatly appreciate it.
Yep. No problem. It's going to be fun.
So would you like a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the town coordinator would like a motion, please.
Okay, here it comes. I move that we accept Doug's kind and generous offer of a new used stove for the senior center.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Yep, my pleasure.
All right. So the next item is review of minutes. So we will now review the meeting minutes, Town and Hughes Select Board virtual meeting, February 16th, 2021. Gloria, would you like to start?
Sure. Robin was at the meeting, so we need to add her in.
You caught it. We were waiting to see if you would catch that.
Oh, I did, absolutely. Yep. I'm like, wait a minute, that was the week before. But anyway,
exactly.
Under Highway Department budget hearing, the second paragraph, the second to the last sentence, it was estimated that depending on frequency of storms, that was just a little awkward to me, but I think that's what we're talking about, the frequency of storms. And then on the next line, has instead of have. Current highway budget, I just wanted to clarify this, that it was the machinery maintenance budget, not like maintenance and utilities or other kind of maintenance. So that's in the first sentence, and in the last sentence, just add the word machinery before maintenance. That's it.
Brian?
I don't have anything other than that.
The only other one I have, Hilma, is... where highway department budget hearing, last sentence, last town will have to pay has not yet typo been determined. You see that?
Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
I Gloria, I'm very upset that you didn't catch that one.
I am too. I hate it when that happens.
That's it. Take a motion.
Okay, I move that we accept the minutes of February 16th as amended.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you very much. Building maintenance, any updates for this week? salt shed repair, doors, anything? Brian?
I have nothing.
I have nothing other than the locksmith was going to come yesterday and called and had to reschedule. So he's going to let me know which day he'll be back, and I'll let you know, Hilma. Gloria, do you have anything under building maintenance for tonight?
I do not.
All right. COVID-19, municipal protocol concerns updates, anything there? Relocations, indoor hotspot. I think we have a request for an amendment to the policy that was approved for the hotspot, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
You want to? We can look at that now. It's all. Is that what's the other business item too? Yeah, that must be the same thing.
It's on mail part two on the first page, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm happy to look at that now under here since we have an internet hotspot update. So, the email, this is the email from Pam, right, that we're looking at. This is the one that says, based on the use of the hotspot. So, and Hilma, you probably want to speak to this. The policy now reads indoor, excuse me, use, let me start again. The policy now reads use of indoor internet access sites is limited to Heath residents. The request and suggestion or is that is limited to Heath taxpayers and residents and their guests. Hilma, you want to speak to that at all?
Well, I guess I can say that both Pam and I realized that to just say Heath residents actually excludes some people who are currently living in Heath most of the time. And also, like, long-term guests that someone may have at their house, and that these would be important folks to include in the eligibility to use the hotspot.
Okay, I understand. Gloria, anything on that? Any concerns? Question?
No, I think that's reasonable.
Okay, Brian, anything?
No, I think it makes sense.
Okay. I'm fine with that. So do you want to make a motion on that, Gloria, to amend the policy?
I move that we amend the use of indoor internet access sites policy to include the phrase is limited to Heath taxpayers and residents and their guests.
Second.
Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Anything else under COVID-19? Brian, anything for COVID-19? Municipal protocol, anything else that you have?
I have nothing.
Okay. Gloria?
I don't have anything.
Hilma, anything else you need from us in this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, wow, this is going just too fast for me.
No.
I don't know what to do with myself. I feel like I'm going too fast for everyone. Okay, so other business. Well, we did the amendment. That was the first item. The next one is request for room rental, and I think that's off the table at this point in time, unless there's another one that I don't know about. Hilma?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, that request has been withdrawn. It's the email is in the mail packet at some point, but yeah, that's been withdrawn, so it doesn't need to be discussed or dealt with.
Okay.
So this is Gloria. if this happens again in the future, I think it would be really beneficial for everybody if the select board or building use committee or the town coordinator or whoever would be prepared to act on it. So I was wondering if maybe the building use committee, or I'm not sure who, could put together a schedule of fees, because I don't think it's reasonable to charge someone $500. I was looking at what they charge in Buckland, and depending on what it is, it goes from anywhere from $75 to $150 a week. So I was thinking, you know, for future reference, maybe we ought to have some kind of schedule of use or cost of use ready in case someone has another request.
So I know that we do have fees for use of that building. I guess it would be review of those fees and any, you know, thoughts about any alteration, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we should put that. When is the building use group meeting again? Did they just meet yesterday? Did I
yes.
dream that?
They just met yesterday. Yeah. They're meeting again March 8th.
Oh, March 8th. Okay. Yeah, so are you thinking we need to do it sooner than that, Gloria? Have them review it on ask them to review it on March 8th, or is that?
Oh, no, that seems fine. It just occurred to me reading the emails back and forth that the $500 a month seems like a really lot of money, and I forgot about the I didn't forget, but I didn't know what the use fees were at, but I'm not sure they even would apply to this sort of scenario. So
right. Yeah, I think probably they need to look at them and elaborate and bring them to us. So
Hilma, would be good, I think.
Yeah. So Hilma, could you request that of the use committee, please? Could you send a note?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Anything else on room rentals? Anything, Brian, anything from you?
No.
Okay. And I think the other, the one that you brought, Gloria, last week? The agricultural, that was in the recorder?
Yeah.
Did that go to the youth group?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Thanks. Next item under other business is Northeast IT quotes for first stages of technology upgrade, which is the Community Compact IT grant. So that is in the mail also, but Hilma, do you want to share with us on that?
Sure. So these actual quotes just came in today. Basically, it's the work would all be covered under the Community Compact IT grant that we've already received. This would be like the first phase of it, done in two stages. The first one would be the workstation upgrades, and basically it involves the purchase and setup of a laptop for the highway department, and then 5 desktop computers, 1 for the library, 1 that would be accountant treasurer, a desktop for the assessor's office, a desktop for the town clerk, and a desktop for the town coordinator. All of this equipment is like refurbished by Northeast IT. And then part of it would be them coming to install the equipment and make sure that, you know, it's running compatible with like the monitors that we already have, and that it's downloaded with all the software and files and everything that each station currently has. Then on some other computers, which are three of them, which is emergency management, the tax collector, and the fire department, they would all have solid state hard drives, and the tax collector PC also needs that other $38 extra memory. And basically that brings all those computers up to the same standard as what's needed in terms of operating at maximum quality, I guess I would say, with things like Windows 10 Pro, which would be established on all the computers. It would also be compatible with broadband. It would work, you know, like at maximum functioning when we get broadband hooked up with their particular email. Emails program and the software, the spam filtering and everything that they have. So that's basically the first quote, the workstation upgrade. So it's that plus their an amount for their labor to do that work, which as you can see totals, that whole quote totals $6,137.79. Do any of you like have any questions or any comments about that one before I move on to the second quote, or do you want me to go ahead?
I have some questions, but I'll open it up first. Gloria, do you have anything on this portion of the proposal?
No.
Brian, anything on this portion?
No.
Okay, these are my questions. So I'm just going through all of the different departments, Helma. And
yep.
So the laptops that we just received through the CARES Act, so that was for, we received one for the assessors, we received them for the Board of Health, for the town coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was there more than that?
The treasurer.
Oh, okay, that's right. The treasurer, yep. Okay. My question about laptops is, we had this concern, which I know is still a concern, with the tax collector's laptop, and I'm understanding that this package includes work to the desktop. Do we have an ongoing concern that the tax collector needs a laptop? And if you don't know the answers to these, I'm fine with that. We can find out. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, at this point, I don't think the tax collector needs a laptop. Well, I mean, it depends what you folks want to require. She has the laptop that was purchased by the tax collecting software company that, you know, is not owned by the town of Heath. So therefore is not going to be included in all the servicing and everything that's done by Northeast IT. You know, if, I guess, if you wanted to have a separate laptop purchased for her and have everything installed on it that would be needed for tax collecting, which from what I understand includes some like $1,000 special program or something, in order to separate the files of the two towns she works for, then that's something that you folks would have to decide.
So I'm just going to put my feeling out there about this. So what we have now works because of the way things are now. That's not always going to be the case. And I know that there's been an ongoing concern, and it's my concern, so I'm putting it out there. I think there should be a separate, I think our computer should be separate. It should be a Heath computer. I mean, that hides our taxes. I don't think that towns should be sharing like that, but that, I said that before, I put it out there before. It's a concern of mine. I know that it's a concern of others. And so I'm going to put that out there. So that's one of my items. And I understand there's an expense to it, but this is why we have this grant. We're supposed to be looking at all of these items, not just for today, but for the upcoming period of time, you know, from this point on. So I guess I'd like to keep that on as something to discuss. So that's my tax collector question. My Board of Health question is, so the Board of Health has a laptop, and I don't see anything. Am I assuming, because there's nothing in here listed about the Board of Health desktop, that that's fine, that there's nothing that needs to happen with that computer?
That's the way I understand it.
Okay.
We went through, let me see, last Thursday, our two primary technicians and myself went through, let's say, each office, each town office that has a computer, and went through and, you know, determined what is needed to upgrade each office.
Okay. And what about Tim Lively? What about that? He uses a laptop, does he?
He uses a laptop. He's the EMD.
Okay, so he uses that for everything? That computer for?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that doesn't have any issue? That one, oh, wait a minute. Which one is that? That's in here already someplace?
That's in there. It's at the bottom of page 2. It's going to have a solid state hard drive installed in it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Actually, I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Gloria.
Why, I don't understand the phrase that the tax collector's laptop that she has been using is not owned by the town of Heath. I guess I'm not clear on who owns it then. I thought the software company bought it for the tax collector for the town of Heath.
The software company bought it for the tax collector who works for Heath and Hawley. She uses one laptop for both towns' tax collecting work. Couple of months ago, or probably longer than that, and I apologize, it's back in the fall, when Northeast IT was installing like virus protection and that kind of thing, and I spoke with Betty, and I said, the only way it's going to happen on that laptop is if that company gives the town a written statement that they are turning ownership of the laptop over to the town of Heath. And that has not happened. So as far as I'm concerned, it is owned by the software company.
Okay, that's kind of,
To facilitate a better discussion on that tax collector piece, can we get a proposal from Northeast IT on specifically what needs to get done or purchased to be able to separate the two? And if that means a separate laptop, can we get that quote and the software and what it would cost as a separate item at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Then we can have a proper conversation about it.
That sounds good.
Brian, any thoughts on that?
No.
Okay. So those are all my questions, Hilma. Thanks. You can, you want to?
Before we go, shouldn't Betsy be dialed into this conversation? I mean, Betty be dialed into this discussion with the IT person and Hilma?
I think there has been conversation, and I think we actually even had it as a group, but yes, we can open that up for conversation again too once we get all those numbers pulled together. I agree.
I was planning on speaking to her first and finding out what specifications are required to run the tax collecting program. Okay, because from the conversations we've had, I think that there needs, that there are certain specifications within a computer to effectively run the program. And I want to make sure that I have those to give those to Northeast IT.
Okay.
Hilma, do we have access to more CARES funds for computers at all?
I would have to, maybe. I know that's vague. I would have to look and see like what is left in the CARES Act account.
Okay. Well, I'll take maybe over no.
And Hilma, the stuff that Northeast IT, the two proposals combined, wasn't that some of that or all of that or part of that included in their original estimate to the town?
Yes. It's.
So we have money left over that we're not spending because we got this grant, right?
No.
No.
I don't know, Gloria. I'm sorry. How about maybe?
Okay. I can check it out too. Just a floating thought.
Yes. No, I think some of this anyway was more like what they were suggesting for steps down the road. You know, we didn't budget them for this year.
Okay.
It came with, you know, different levels of recommendation from them, like you really need
right.
to do
I
this.
Right, I remember one, two, and three.
Yes.
Yeah.
But since we got the grant, it's like we can move ahead with it now.
Okay, so this stuff that was in part three that we did.
I want to say yes, either part two or part three.
Okay, because we appropriated money for part two, but not for part three. We'll go into it. We don't need to. I can look at it too. We'll figure it out.
I'm going to recommend that we, Helma's going to go through this next proposal with us, but I think that we should pull up all of those proposals that, you know, we were looking at when we were budgeting. We should talk about and get those numbers about the tax collector piece and we should look at the full proposal for the community compact too, because that has the full project, right? So with numbers attached to it. So we should probably look at all of those items to kind of flesh out what goes where and what comes from where. And then we don't have to act on this tonight, do we, Helma, for any reason?
The sooner it's acted on, the sooner that the treasurer and I can work remotely in a more convenient fashion, among other things, the less problems that people will have with their new email. You know, that's the big thing. I can say to you that these proposals are together are less money than what Northeast IT originally built into the grant application for this part of it. So if you want to say these are coming in a little under budget, then that's where it's at. This is not shortchanging the second half of the grant project.
Well, I think the question is, or the concern, if I'm hearing what I think is a question that Gloria was asking, is it seems like what's being said right now is these two proposals, the cost to pay from these is coming out of the compact grant, the IT grant. But the question was, are not some of these items covered under what we budgeted for? Am I hearing you correctly, Gloria?
Yeah, I was just trying to find extra money for, like, the tax collector, and I was thinking we probably had some.
Right. So Gloria, what's your thought about moving forward with these? Well, Helma, why don't you explain the next proposal first before I ask that question? The one that totals 8,000 or whatever here.
The next proposal is the office upgrades. So this is like the second part of the upgrade part of the grant. And basically, it's purchasing licenses to install Microsoft Office 2019 into like each of the town-owned computers. So it's purchasing the licensing and you know, the fee for their labor. And again, it's an upgrade that I guess I can say would, like, say eliminate a lot of problems in terms of like slowness or other things when we get higher speed internet. You know, some of the reasons why it can be a little touchy even with the email is because the email is not necessarily as compatible as it should be with some of the computers, because the Microsoft Office program that's in the computers is much older. And it's like they don't play well together.
Okay. Gloria, have questions?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Brian?
Is the office the Office is a standard version, not Office 365.
Well,
the Office 365. is a cloud-based program.
Yeah, but that comes with it. Because he was saying with this Office 2019, I mean, part of it is, like, for example, our email is now Microsoft 365.
Because when everybody has fiber, that's going to work really well.
Yes.
Do you have other questions, Brian?
No, that's good.
So my feeling is that I would like to, I think I would, I just would like to kind of better understand, and I just don't have it in front of me because I'm one of those people having email issues. what was in the budget, if any of this, which I'm thinking they're saying is not, I'm thinking this is all above and beyond the budget, but I just not having it in front of me, I can't answer those questions for myself, you know, in our operating budget, or for this year, I should say, budget. But if, Gloria, if you and Brian are comfortable just acting on this, I'm you could make a motion, or we can put it off until next week and try to get those numbers in front of us. What's your thoughts?
I guess I don't mind making a motion tonight, but I do want to see the numbers, because I really think after reading these two pieces, these two proposals, that some of this was included in our budget. For part two, when we agreed to do part two, like up to the second tier.
Right.
But I don't think that should stand in the way of me saying this is a great proposal for this grant, because I just want to know where we have money and what we're using it for. I don't think this is going to really impact. It may lessen what we had budgeted, but it's not going to increase it.
Correct.
Right.
Right. This only requires one signature, so I think we could approve it. And if Robin, if your concerns are met, yeah, I think Hilma is managing this whole thing, and we could just approve it contingent upon answering the questions that you have.
That's fine with me. That's fine. I'm good with that.
So I would entertain, or you can call for the motion, but I think we should approve this pending resolving those issues.
Okay. Okay, I'm comfortable with that. So I'll call for a motion.
Okay. I move that we accept Northeast IT's proposal. The first one for the amount of $6,137.79, and the second proposal for $8,034 even.
Do we need to add to be covered under the grant or not?
I guess as part of the Community Compact grant, or the money to be taken. Well, I don't know how to phrase it. So Accept Northeast IT's two proposals for this amount of money to be taken from the Community Compact Grant.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Great, thank you. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Legwork. The next item on other business is the Mohawk Trail Woodland Partnership land acquisition, the grant for land acquisition. That information is also in the mail. It's kind of in a couple of the different chunks of mail, I believe. Hilma, do you want to give us a kind of a summary on that?
Sure, I'll try. So Parks and Rec would like to move forward on purchase of the parcel of land that abuts the Shapiro land up on Burnt Hill. And all the expenses are to be covered under the second grant that was received. What you have been provided with is, and you need to look at the revised proposal from an attorney to do the title search and provide title insurance. In communicating with the Parks and Rec Committee, I had mentioned that the town, as much as possible, uses our own town council for legal matters. And I reached out to Mark Rich, and he said that yes, they do provide that service through, you know, someone that they engaged to do that particular work. I emailed him information about the parcel, and he has requested a quote. I have not heard back from him. So I guess in that respect, you know, you folks can certainly do what you want. I guess I would ask that you consider waiting until the quote has been received from town council. Another aspect of this whole project is that looking at the section of map that was included in one of the emails and that I passed on to you, I guess it's not real clear to me that purchase of this particular parcel abuts the Catamount State Forest. If it does not abut the Catamount State Forest, it seems to me that the town would need to obtain a written easement from the private property owner in order to build the connecting trail and allow hikers to pass through on that trail to get over to Catamount, because the objective was to provide like a link between the Shapiro land and Catamount State Forest. I am going to meet with Alice tomorrow during her office hours and look at the assessor's maps and be able to study them and have her, I guess, help determine, you know, does this desired parcel of land abut Catamount, or you know, is there private land in between? You know, and I don't know, you know, maybe the town just wants to purchase the parcel no matter what, but it seems like if some kind of written agreement is needed, it would be important to know that that was, that we would be able to obtain that before following through on the land purchase. So those are my concerns.
Yeah, I think this is a really outdated parcel map too. This is not.
Yes.
My understanding was that Mike got a really old parcel map because the new one is not correct. If you read through all his stuff, he mentions in one of the letters that the current map is not correct. So I don't really know. When someone does a title search, they also make sure it's the right piece of land, right? I mean, that if it says 2 acres, it really is 2 acres, that kind of thing? Or they just do who owned it?
I think they do who owned it and the history of the ownership and easements and things like that. But I don't, the only way I could determine it was be by a land survey.
I mean, I think Mike put some pretty, I mean, I know he put a lot of time into this, and so did Kate and the rest of them. Maybe we should ask Kate how they figured this out. I don't know.
I was going to say, it sounds to me like Helma was doing some research, and maybe from this, you know, up till the next select board meeting, if we put this on the agenda for the next select board meeting, we can get the rest of that research, like the response from Mark Rich. If Alice has anything to put in to catch base with Kate, maybe get all that information and have it ready for the next meeting so we can make the final vote on it.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
Okay. Are you good with that, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Helma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on, everyone. I lost my agenda. Okay, next item on the other business is Green Communities Update. Anything in that, Brian?
We had a meeting last Wednesday, just kind of update where we are and to discuss the upcoming insulation project at the community hall. And we have another one scheduled for March 8th, where we may have some additional information on some of the projects. I have a meeting tomorrow at 18 Jacobs Road with the tech school electrical department to look at the LED replacement there. They're going to give us a quote, and they're also using this as a learning opportunity for doing estimating. So they're going to have the class there.
Nice. That's great.
That's all I have for now.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Gloria, any questions or anything on Green Communities?
No, I guess I was reading the email that the solar thing, we don't have an answer because they still haven't passed whatever law they're going to pass.
The governor vetoed it, I guess, because of the I think in 2050 we're supposed to be completely renewable energy sources, and I believe that's why he vetoed it. So they're going to have to amend it and go at it again.
Boy, he's just not my favorite person right now. Okay, thanks. And Robin, we actually skipped the one above Green Communities.
We did?
Yeah. Well,
no, we just took
that's the grant, the land act.
I took this off the internet And it just says MLB items from last meeting. Is that not correct?
Oh. Is that the only change? The only thing that I've messed up?
I don't. You know, it's the only thing so far. I mean,
I don't have it.
Yeah, I just went to the I don't know, Hilma.
Yes.
No, it's fine. I just went to one of the ones that were sent.
Hmm.
I didn't want to use the draft, so because it sometimes changes.
Yeah,
it's in our mail anyway.
That's fine. So what does it say? What's next? Municipal light board update?
Yes.
It says MLB items from last meeting.
Okay, so
that's in the mail, but
yeah, so we can talk about that now. Perfect.
Okay.
So Municipal Light Board report to the Select Board. seems so strange to me, but
yes.
So the Municipal Light Board met and did an update meeting on their progress, everybody's progress on making phone calls to get people to sign up for broadband. So if you're on this call and you have not yet signed up for broadband, and you want to, you should do that by, what's our date we decided? March
12.
March 12th. And it's very important for you to do that, to be able to take advantage of the fee, the money that will cover up to $3,000 worth of your drops. So if anybody hasn't signed up yet at this meeting, you should do so if you want to. And the other item was that we have two openings now on the Municipal Light Plant Advisory Committee, the MLPAC. So the Municipal Light Board is requesting that the Select Board fill those positions because there's still a fair amount of work to be done. And I think that's about it for an update. So as the Select Board today, this evening, we have a handful of people that have interest in being on the MLPAC, the Municipal Light Plant Advisory Committee. So would we like to open up discussion about filling those two seats? Gloria.
Sure. Well, we have three people, I think, who said they would be interested, which I think is great because it's a hard committee. And we had an email from, I don't know if it was from the advisory committee or the MLP manager, recommending two of those three people to be appointed. And I have no problem with that recommendation.
Brian?
One of the letters that we got was from someone who does have some experience and expertise in these matters, and the others don't have, or they have none that they expressed in their letters. And I have been talking to another person that I would like to consider before we vote on. Well, I think we could vote on Anne, but I would like to hold off on the other ones until we have this other person respond with a letter of interest and experience that we could consider.
Well,
also, I would request that the ones who have submitted submit some kind of qualification with their letter of interest or as an amendment to their letter of interest.
I can do that.
Yeah, I think we should hold off on voting on anyone until we have all four responses, because I think Paul DeBrody was suggested because he has hospital finance experience and huge finance experience, and that would be valuable in both.
Well, he didn't list anything in the note, so.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think we should wait on all of them until we have them express their experience or what their expertise is.
Okay. Although, I mean, clearly Anne does have that. And if, I don't know when the next MLPAC meeting is, but if she got started, that might help.
They meet every Tuesday. They may be meeting this Friday. Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Since I don't know what everybody's expertise is, I would like to find out that too.
I don't think that. I think it's okay to wait. I do have a question. So the MLPAC is a group of is a committee we put together to kind of help for a period of time. And is this have we discussed the length of time that this committee is actually going to even serve once the Municipal Light Board becomes elected and we have the Municipal Light Plant Manager? Is the MLPAC going to, are we going to continue that?
It's my understanding that we aren't going to continue that. Once the Municipal Light Board is on board and the, you know, manager is there, that they will continue what the MLPAC has been doing.
Right. So this is only that
was my understanding as well.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Okay, so Hilma, can you please respond to the folks that have expressed an interest in being on the MLPAC and ask them to send a kind of a resume or a list of experience, however you want to put it, and put it on the agenda for next week, please, and we'll take that vote.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. And if anybody else to express an interest, send in a letter with your qualifications. All right. Is there anything else I missed in the
Not
other
that's
list?
All I have.
Is there anything else I missed? It's funny because I think I asked to have that put there. Sometimes I crack myself up. All right. Next item, town coordinator report. Hilma.
Okay. Well, let's see. A lot of interaction with Northeast IT, most of which you've heard about, in like establishing the new emails. There have been particularly some glitches with Robin's email. Since it was like a reassigned account from an email that they thought wasn't being used. There was a duplication and they thought it wasn't being used and all that. But I think it's getting straightened out. And the town nurse and the fire chief now have like town of Heath .org emails, which they did not have before. Let's see, in terms of the internet hotspot, it's up and running. There were, I want to say approximately like half a dozen users that came in at different times throughout this past week. There was an all town email that was sent out alerting residents to the availability of the space and providing directions of the different ways to reserve a time and space for use. The code red message was finally sent out Friday evening. It was quite a dance. It was going to happen and then it wasn't going to happen. And it all had to do with the availability of the vaccine and all of that. And then finally, it folks kind of at the county level, I believe, got commitments that the vaccine was going to be in Buckland this week for the clinics. And so the message went out. And I put in my report here that we owe a lot of thanks to the diligence of like Sheila, Betsy, and Susan for all the hard work that they put in trying to get the information correct and so that like an accurate message could go out to people. I attended the building use committee meeting last evening. They're spending a lot of time like reviewing and making some revisions to building use policies. And when they have finished that work, they will submit their proposed revisions to the select board for your review. That probably Gloria knows this already. I don't know. They had looked at like the advertisement that Gloria had mentioned in the select board meeting last week, and determined that Heath was really, it wasn't suitable for Heath because evidently when you went to the website that was mentioned in the ad, they were looking for space in Greenfield only and something where they could get a 20-year lease. And then also I put down here like the work on the Mohawk Trail Woodlands Partnership grant that we've already talked about. And that's it.
Great. Any questions, Gloria?
No. Thank you, Hilma, for all this.
Brian, anything for Hilma?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Final item is mail, email and mail, of which I think almost all of it we've reviewed. Part one, we have the suggestion for the indoor internet access sites. We've talked about that. We do have a response from the highway superintendent in regards to Chapter 90 monies and equipment repair. That's a follow-up from the budget hearing. Emails about the Mohawk Trail grants, the Woodlands Partnership grants. We have resident emails, concerns. And then we have a bunch of emails from Franklin County Solid Waste Management District in regards to paper hauling costs, processing fees, recycling rates. I think that's all toward budget related. We need to review all that for the budget. Part two, or anything in part one, Gloria, that you would like?
No, but I'm really pleased that our paper compactor is saving us so much money.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, anything in part one that you need for next week on the agenda? Okay. Part two is an email from Doug about the kitchen stove. We talked about that. Some more, another from Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, recycling roll-off. More emails in regards to the grant for the land acquisition, from the attorney about the land acquisition. Then we have the emails with the offer and the request to join the MLPAC that we discussed, the status of the solar feasibility that we discussed, the withdrawal of the rental that we discussed, and just some information about possible sources for construction of new salt sheds. Gloria, anything from part two?
No, do you know how much those salt sheds cost? That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, no, I don't, but my part from part two was hoping that the group, the facilities group, that maybe we could, I don't know.
Yeah.
That, but it would be nice if that maybe it was forwarded to them as well. So hopefully they're looking at this. That's maybe we could do a little follow up with them to ask if they are But that original email that was sent out, I think that they were the chair was copied as well as us. Mm. Brian,
great.
Anything from you, Brian, on part two?
No, I was going to suggest that this be sent along to the facilities committee as well, the salt shed information.
I think David is, yeah. Okay. And then part three is more conversation about the stove already discussed. It's the Northeast IT quotes that we went over, the recommendations for the MLPAC, letter of interest from the MLPAC, and then the final item is a request to use 18 Jacobs Road Kitchen. Oh, I don't have it in front of me. Damn.
March 24th.
Thank you. For
a grab-and-go meal for Heath seniors.
Yes. Council on Aging person, Gloria.
Yes.
On face value, I think this is a great idea. I don't really know much about it, but it sounds good to me. So items in part three to discuss further, Gloria?
Well, do we want to vote on this, the senior center grab and go thing? I mean, I can tell you some more about it if you would like.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
The Council on Aging wants to do something for the Heath seniors. So the plan is, or will be, to use, I don't know if the stove works at the school, but anyway, to use the kitchen at the old school building to cook soup and make bread and to then package those meals individually and hand them out to seniors who I guess will come by the front door and to pick them up. So it's using the kitchen to cook, to make soup and bread, and it's using the cafeteria part to package the meals into single units. And then using the foyer to, or the front of the building, to hand them to people who drive in.
Brian, thoughts about it?
No, we were waiting for a quote from Tim Wyman, the electrician. There was something it was going to do to the hood there. I'm not sure you need the hood to cook soup, but it functions. It's just, I can't remember what it was that needed to be added. Anyway, I wondered if Hilma had heard anything back. He was going to give us an estimate on putting a transfer switch in at the school for emergency generator and also to do the hood repair.
I talked to Tim Lively, and the price he got for repairing whatever it is in the hood, the stove hood, it would be somewhere between $500 and $700. So I believe Tim would like to go ahead with that if you folks approve of it.
I'm good with that.
Who's that quote? Is that from, who was that quote from? Was that from Tom Lively or was that from somebody?
Tom Wyman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good quote too. So these are two separate items though, right? It's one is the repair of the hood and right. The other is the senior meals or grab and go, whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, so I'm favorable towards the grab and go lunch.
Okay, I am too. So I'm happy to take a vote on that.
I move that we approve the request from the Heath Council on Aging to do a grab and go meal using the kitchen and the cafeteria on March 24th.
Second.
Further discussion? The only discussion I have is I'm assuming that this is has gone or will go through the building, go to the building committee as well, so that they there's no concerns about who's using the space at the same time.
You know, that's an interesting question because both Victoria, this is from Victoria Burrington, by the way.
Yeah.
She said put her name down there. Both she and Eileen Lively are on the building use committee, so I'm not clear on how this works.
Well, I can
address that.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I was at the meeting and it was brought up at their meeting yesterday, and the consensus was kind of like, yeah, it's fine, but you got to ask the select board.
Okay. I just want to make sure there wasn't something else.
So they're okay with it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that was my only, my only other conversation or discussion is that obviously they follow all COVID protocols. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so that's my discussion on it. All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. And so,
do we want to vote on the hood repair?
Yeah, I was just going to say, does someone want to make a motion on that?
I move that we authorize Tom Lyman to repair the stove hood at 18 Jacobs Road for cost estimate of between $500 and $700.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you.
Hilma, it would be nice if that work got done before the grab-and-go lunch. So if you could, prod Tim a little bit about getting this to Tom.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. So that's all the mail. Email. Is there anything else other than the agenda for next week? Gloria, do you have anything else for tonight?
No, I don't.
Brian, anything else?
Yes, there was one email in there regarding our discussing hanging out after the meeting online, and we are not allowed to do that under the law, and I think a letter needs to go to that person to explain why we can't do that. But anyone can call. Does it? All right. Anyone can call.
Yeah, that was in the letter I wrote.
I didn't see it. Anyone can call us, but we can't talk together online. It's not legal.
Correct. Or someone can make an appointment. As I mentioned earlier, too, that's another option is to request an appointment during the select board meeting, and then it goes on the agenda so that it is legal.
Okay.
Perfect. Good reminder.
We can just have a conversation after the meeting's over as individuals.
You can't.
We can't do that.
We can. If we had a conversation after town meeting.
Hilma can send the note.
I don't see why this is.
Gloria still needs to come in and sign the letters.
Thank you, Hilma.
Yep, thank you.
Robin, you muted yourself. I don't know if she's aware of that or not.
Is her mouth moving?
No, her Zoom screen is frozen, but she also muted her phone. Oops. Huh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yep.
I don't know how that happened. So weird. Somebody must have muted me because, well, I shut my video off. Yeah. I don't know if that's screwing me up, but I'm on my phone, so it shouldn't be. I don't know. That's all right. Okay, so the agenda for next week, we have budget hearings with the Finance Committee. We have the Fire Chief, the Police Chief, and the Treasurer, maybe?
That's correct.
Okay. And other items, we listed a handful of them from tonight that need to be discussed next week. We'll have the Northeast. Oh, no, we're not doing. We already voted on that. We'll have the land acquisition. That's what I'm looking for. The Mohawk Trail land acquisition for next week. What else?
The appointments to ML.
ML PAC.
Yep.
And then just updates on.
You also have like accepting the Massachusetts Cultural Council grant for Heath.
Next week?
Yes.
Okay.
That award came in. Notice of that award just came in.
Okay, great. All right. Is there anything else for tonight?
Do you guys have people conversations with people in Sawyer Hall after the meetings are over?
All right. Jesse,
I don't see how this is any different than Sawyer Hall.
Feel free to make an appointment with us. I would.
The most complicated and ridiculous process we could possibly do this by. You guys are more than capable of having a conversation with people outside of official business. You're not allowed to conduct official business on private time, but you're more than welcome to have conversations with people on town property outside of meeting hours. This is no different. And I think you're trying to use the rules to avoid a conversation.
Actually, Jesse, I'm not going to argue back and forth. I'm just giving you a perfect.
I know. There's no argument. There's no discussion. There's no exchange of ideas. This, you know, this is the America we live in now, where we don't have conversations. We just see ridiculous
Jesse,
stuff back and forth.
Jesse,
You don't have respect. Basically,
just make an appointment with us, please. Make an appointment with us.
Have a conversation with me.
All right.
You all have my email address. We've been going at this for like a year now, and I have not sent a single bit of correspondence back from you at all, even though 2 weeks ago you said you were going to send me a letter.
The letter is coming. I signed it. It's on its way. You'll be seeing it very soon, as soon as everybody else signs it. I know I saw it there.
They're so angry. They stormed the castle. I mean, I don't condone that behavior, but I can understand why people get to the point where their frustration, it provokes them to do stupid things.
Jesse,
you know,
I gotta ask you to please stop before I have
to. Why should I respect your rules when you don't respect my rights?
I'm asking if you could stop before I have to mute you. Please respect that. Okay, so if there is nothing further, Helma, did you need anything else from us, or do we have other things to sign?
Well, yes.
Okay.
The warrants are gonna be there, and also the borrowing note is going to be there. So I'm sure the treasurer and broadband committee and whoever would appreciate if you folks can get up there in the next couple of days and sign everything that needs to get signed.
I hear phones. All right, so we'll all get there and sign. And then is there anything else, Gloria, from you tonight?
Nope, there isn't. Thank you.
Brian, anything?
I have nothing further.
All right, then. Thank you, everyone. And I'll look for a motion to adjourn, please.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye.
I'm prepared to have a conversation as a civilian with you in a public space. Anybody else want to stay?